Welcome to Coatesville Connection, bringing you interesting interviews and homilies from clerical and religious leaders in the city of Coatesville. Each month, Holy Spirit Radio highlights a unique aspect of the city and its people of faith. And now, here is your host, Barbara Schenkel.
Good morning and welcome to Coatesville Connection. Today we are joined by Father Peter Welsh from St. Joseph's Church in Coatesville, and he has a mini studio set up there where he is joined by three guests who we're very pleased to welcome in today, Jose Hernandez, Erica Naranjo, and Sandra Corona. Welcome.
Morning. Good morning and thank you.
And Father, you wanted to start with a prayer?
Yes, a prayer to Our Lady at Coatesville, Queen and Mother of the Americas, and of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Mother of the Americas, look in compassion on your children. We need your help to keep the faith, to preserve the family, to work together for justice, with forbearance and forgiveness, to live, to grow, and cherish. With our whole heart, we consecrate ourselves to your Immaculate Heart. Direct our ability and our efforts to the furthering of God's kingdom on earth. May we do our part to make ourselves and the Americans more worthy of the love you have for us. Looking on your image, may we grow in the likeness of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Father, we're so pleased to have you with us this morning, along with your guests, Jose, Erica, and Sandra. Now, the biggest news coming out of Mexico is the Holy Father's visit there in recent days. And we have two guests, Jose and Sandra, who are native Mexicans. So I wanted to get your take on that papal visit. Tell us a little bit about your impressions of the Holy Father in your native Mexico.
My thoughts is helped a lot and our faith, because we needed, our families needed a lot of faith over there for the problem that there's over there in my country, like drugs, murder, and we needed that faith, especially for the Holy Father, and he talked about that. We are very happy to have him over there. And plus, when he tell us how we can stay with Jesus Christ, that is the rock for us. Is that Jesus is the leader for us, so we have to pray to him and keeping him in our hearts.
Yeah, very inspirational. Erica, what was your thoughts and sense of that visit?
Okay, we are supposed to get our visit in this year in my country. So what I see here and what I feel here is how he sent the message to everybody, not only to the Catholic people. Because I feel here, and when he was here in PA, I know people go there just to see and hear the message. So different people or religion. So my country is really Catholic. So we are very emotional. We are very inspired and hear the words what the Pope has for us.
So you think too that the Holy Father just being there, present, awakens perhaps the faith of people who aren't Catholic?
Oh yes, of course. But what I said before, he touched many, many hearts from different cultures, from different religions. So that is going to be a beautiful for us, for the Colombian people.
Right. And then we're going to ask Sandra your impressions of the Holy Father's recent visit to Mexico.
Yesterday, my friend, his name is Yesenia, she's in Mexico, and she's very excited, and she said, I'm waiting for many hours, wait for the father, and she said, it's a moment that is good when I see for a minute, and it's a very experience, especially in Mexico and the Morelia, Michoacán is the country is a bad thing, but it's very, very, very good for us.
Father, I'd like to turn this over to you to ask your questions of your three guests here. And I know you have many, many exciting things going on there in Coatesville. And maybe you want to ask questions and we'll listen in as you are so familiar with the faith life there and the growing Hispanic community in Chester County.
I'd like to ask them what their faith experience was in their country, seeing that they grew up here and how they maintained it. They were here before I was here. They've been part of the Hispanic Catholic community here in Coatesville for a number of years, collaborating especially with Father Nick Manini and Father McNamara, more recently. But even going back as far as Father Frank Lewis. So there's been a Hispanic presence here for a number of years, and these three are representative of so many wonderful people presently working here. But I'd like to talk a little bit about their faith in their country, and how they were able to bring some of that up here, and maybe what were the things that have gone real well, where they see the struggles, and they live in really two worlds. Their children are in an English-speaking world and in an American culture that's different from theirs. So I'd like just them to comment on what life is like in their country and their faith experience, and coming up here, how they try to keep their faith together and pass that faith on to their children.
Okay.
So I'd like to.
Okay, I'm Erica.
Erica is speaking now, okay.
Yes, like Father said, you know, we are immigrants. We struggle with different situations in this country. Especially, we like to keep our faith. We like to share the faith. We are family here who lost the faith. And, you know, the people, they learn both language, and sometimes it's hard because when they go to the big school, they're not allowed to speak about God. But when they come to our church, when they share in different situations in our church, they feel happy because they know they can speak with the other kids and the other people about God. So that's one of the most important things to keep in our country, especially in our family, in our society. And we're trying to pray together in our house. We're trying to learn every day about God and share that with the people, with everywhere we are.
Hi, I'm Sandra. I have two children and a little bear, but one day my little son is in seventh grade and second grade, and he learned so much with Father Peter. He helped him, and one day when he comes back to school, he says, "Mom, what happened in the school? In the school, no speak nothing of the God." And I say, "I know, but this is a problem, but he's interesting and continue helping with the Father Peter in the church. They involved in the everything in the church. And he is a little, but he's thinking about the God when he's staying at the other place. It's difficult for him, but I'm trying to explain him, but he continues to anticipate in Virgin Mary. And he's ready for his communion, and he's very happy. But he thinks about it, something is that in there when he comes to the his communion.
Okay, now. Well, I'm going to say, well, about my faith, I know the faith is, like I said before, it's something that we needed. Everyone, we need it.
especially our families, when we face a struggle and situations that we don't want that happens, but it happens. We need to direct our children or education, the children tell about drugs, tell about sex, tell about faith. It's the most important in the family to stay together, pray, and keeping out the trouble, the children, especially when they are teenagers. Like I have two children, one she's 5 and the other is 14. And right now, it's a little hard for me to educate the one is 14 and try to bring him to church and let him learn about Jesus. Sometimes he wants to stay out. He thinks that he is already grew up and he wants to stay out to the family. He wants to do his way. But when we pray, my wife and I, and we still bringing him to church and pray together and do activities together. How long? I don't know. But all that I know that I pray to my Lord, we keep them together, the family and the faith.
Yeah, I don't think that's uncommon for many parents of teenagers. I guess it's a challenge of keeping young people interested in their faith as they, you know, enter the adult world and the culture that surrounds them of all the different influences they can be pulled away from their faith. Father, did you want to also talk a little bit about what the new exciting ministries are going on there? I know you were mentioning to us before we started taping about an upcoming order of priests that are coming and actually servicing the Hispanic community there in Chester County and right there in Coatesville. Did you want to talk about that now?
The Franciscans of Mary and Santa Maria, the group that she made in Spain, the founder is here with us, Father Santiago Martin. His parents, his mother just died Monday, on that Monday morning, and he's over in Spain right now for the funeral. So we were praying for him. And he's come here at the invitation of Archbishop Chaput. And so the next Wednesday came, and I said at the beginning, in company with Father Heder Munoz, he's ordained from Colombia. And there's another third member, a brother Leo Flores, and he's from Mexico. Information. Some marrying So they're coming into the archdiocese here as the first time in the United States. It's an institute, and there's many lay groups of part of it. I believe it's about 100 groups in the United States and throughout the world. So, Father, comes with an awful lot of experience. Father Santiago, he had accompanied Pope John Paul II on some of his pastoral visits. He presently is a commentator for EWTN, for the Spanish televised program. And even in his short time here, he's brought some very interesting new ideas, which I think have really attracted people. He's introduced a monthly healing mass on the first Wednesday of each month. Wants to have confessions from 6 to 7, the spiritual healing, and from 7 to 8, the mass, and afterwards there'll be the blessing with the relish, Pope John Paul II, and then there's the imposition of hands, praying over those individuals who come forward, and it's been very well received. So that, we've had that. Then he's introduced to celebrate the great feast day that we have in the community, Our Lady of the Child, on January 1st and December the 12th, Our Lady of Guadalupe. He kind of touched on the strong devotion And rather than having the preparation take place all year for one main event, he wants to put the first of the month as a more local celebration of Our Lady of the Clouds, and then the 12th of the month for Our Lady of Guadalupe. He wants to bless sacramental for Our Lady of the Clouds. He wants to bless water and encourage the use of sacramentals in the home. The holy water, the sign of our new lights that we receive through the waters of baptism. And on the 12th of the month, he wants to bless candles, part of our liturgy, part of our faith tradition, sign of Christ the light. And he wants to ultimately introduce a mass on the 22nd of each month in honor of Pope John Paul II. He'd like to ask the blessing of oil that John the Lord has faith on.
And so does yours. Whether you know it or not, it is really irrelevant.
After all, or how do you feel? You want God. These sacramentals that the late days include.
And sheer joy.
So these are new masses that he's introduced and very well received. And I think it's a way to attract people who, for one reason or another, can't fully participate in Eucharistic communion, but they can come forward for prayers and share. It's also the sacrum central of the church too, and the prayer of the church. Well received. And I think it allows, well, it's such a, devotions are so strong here, it allows us, rather than having meetings each month and getting ready for it, it actually allows for a celebration each month of these great devotions that are so central to the faith here at the community of the church.
This was what was on my mind.
People who are from Mexico, Ecuador, Colombia, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Peru, but our two largest, and we hope to, really in a way to. But
not to say that we shouldn't,
he's touching on is the very deep faith connection that people have with respect to their own country, passed down for generations. We hope that we can touch that. Colombian has had a great devotion to Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception. Puerto Rico has done this from the other day to Providencia, Our Lady of the Divine Providence. So we're hoping to maybe tap into that too and bring this community ever closer to one another and to the Lord and Blessed Mother. So maybe if they would just want to comment on what they've seen from the initial introduction of the new masses, the mass for healing, and the mass for honor of Our Lady of Clouds, and the mass for Our Lady of Guadalupe. What do you think of that? What's your response to those new masses?
Well, it's a great, came every week now.
Just gotta get some chairs in there.
For the faith, for other healing and the soul. It's great to have more frequently and stay together, stay together. And hopefully, not only us, it was a lot of more people that worked with us. And came, but we're very, very excited and happy to have this new father came and prayed with us.
Don Sandra, respect to the mass, it's a beautiful mass, and I see a new people in the church when they celebrate the church in the Guadalupe, and the people is happy when celebrate the mass every month, every 12th of the month. And it's good for my family too. And when I come to the mass, I see the same when I stay in Mexico and the tradition, when the choir is singing the music, it's really good. Paloma Blanca, Las Mañanitas, everything is beautiful.
Father has many more ideas, Father Santiago. He hasn't shared them yet, but he showed us his schedule, and he wants to have, for the women, he wants to have Café con Jesús, coffee with Jesus. And then he wants to have a night with for the men, tacos con Jesús, tacos with Jesus. And then he wants to have the couples come together for a meeting. Save your marriage. Baba su matrimonio. And then he wants to have, for the young people, pizza con Jesus, pizza with Jesus. So
he has a lot of ideas, and we're just seeing the first wave, but we're very happy with what we see. And, you know, he's a great teacher, you know, great instructor, so it's a real blessing to have him. I would like to just bring the back to the local community. Two groups that are very, very active here are this group called the Lazos de Amor Mariano, Bonds of Marian Love, and Erica and Son are very, very involved. And Jose's involved for many years, and we've kind of really got it going again, the Corcio Cristiandad, the Corcio movement. And so we have a local Australia meeting here once a month, and we have these many activities going on with the Lazos. So I thought maybe we could talk about the Lazos and the Corcio a little bit here.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Below to Lazos de Amor Mariano, Bonds of Marian Love. Like now, year and a half ago, that's a really good experience. Now we are work. My husband, my son, and I, we are work together here in our parish. We have two people, women and men, to give you faith, to work in your faith. We don't want to lose our tradition, our faith here. So we have different activities during the week in our church. On Friday, we have our group of prayer group. Today, we have our consecration of bearing Mary to Jesus, 33 weeks, preparing for the consecration. And that is really good because I have some people, they never hear things about our faith, and they are supposed to be Catholic. So that is one of the important things to show our faith, to keep our faith. So that's beautiful because they learn and I learn every week with my class. What else? We have, on Friday, we invite the people to our church to hear the gospel, to pray the rosary. So we invite the whole family, the kids, the husband, our friends, to share that little time with Jesus. So we have and during the month we have different activities. We have retreats. We go to the houses to visit the people, and we pray the rosary together. When somebody need help or just invite us to pray the rosary, we go there and share that special moment for us that is our rosary. So, Bonds of Marian Love works in different things in our parish and for the people. So, that is Bonds of Marian Love here.
Look at that, Castillo.
I think I just found myself believing that I didn't need to.
We and the Portuguese,
I might have gone to church, you know, at Christmas.
We met one time in the month, all together. We pray. We have a good time, too. But together as a family, as the members, and we pray together. So we have a good time. And also good food. It's another thing that we enjoy when we're together. Good food. And we have people came from Ben Salin, from Kenneth Square, for Open Diary, from Philadelphia. So we have a lot of members to enjoy us. And we're talking about the gospel. We're talking about the Lord. And it's great for us to have this moment because it's like renew all soul, all we
the people that have a problem with as far as we forgot their problems in that moment, because we and Jesus can, we stay with Jesus, and we hope that we never live in Him.
Well, Father, I wanted to thank your guests, Jose Hernandez, Erica Naranjo, and Sandra Corona, for joining us today on Coatesville Connection. We are actually running out of time. So, Father, I wondered if you could please conclude with a prayer for our listeners.
Prayer for the preservation of peace and justice, and we hope that our Holy Father's visit, the intercession of our Blessed Mother, will bring that peace and justice to the earth and the earth. O God, who shows a Father care for all, grant your mercy that the members of the human race, to whom you have given a single origin, a form in peace, a single family, and always be united by a fraternal spirit, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I am quite tempted to join you for cafe with Con Jesus, or even a taco night. That sounds great, too. You'll have to come back and let us know how this these new masses are going, the healing masses, and also these other efforts that are ongoing there in the wonderful community of Chester County and Coatesville. So we thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for being here. Thanks.
Thank you.